Welcome to this podcast about Seldovia and Kachemak Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Seldovia is a community on the eastern shore of Seldovia Bay and the southern shore of Kachemak Bay in Cook Inlet, about 136 miles southwest of Anchorage and 15 miles southwest of Homer, Alaska. The name derives from the Russian word for herring and first appears on charts referring to Seldovoy Point, attributed to Captain Ilarion Archimandritov, whom Mikhail Tebenkov sent to survey Cook Inlet from 1848 to 1850 for the Russian-American Company. Russian charts called the bay Cheslok New Bay. Since 1909, the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey has referred to the point, bay, and village as Seldovia. The Border Ranges Fault cuts across the bay entrance, separating rocks of the Chugach Prince William composite terrain to the east from the peninsular terrain west of Point Nasco Wack. Most of the bay consists of rocks from the McHugh Complex, which forms a continuous strike belt from Seldovia to Valdez and constitutes an older part of the Chugach Prince William terrain that developed from the Permian to the late Cretaceous period. The rocks are mostly boulder and cobble conglomerate, gray wacky and argillite with elongated slices of chert and basalt. The archaeological record suggests humans lived in Kachemak Bay from about 3,000 years ago, when an ancient maritime culture established camps and settlements. These people abandoned the bay for unknown reasons about 1,000 years ago. After several hundred years, Athabascan people from the Alaskan interior arrived. Their descendants are the historical Dena'ina. Russians arrived in the mid-1700s for the maritime fur trade and coal mining, marking the beginning of the European presence. In 1820, a Russian Orthodox church was built at Seldovia from drift logs brought from the beach. In 1869, shortly after the Alaska Purchase, a trading post was established. In 1880, the first census of Seldovia Bay by Ivan Petrov reported 68 Aleutic people and 3 of mixed ethnicity. These may have been former employees of the Russian-American Company allowed to retire there, similar to the retirement community at Ninilchik. In 1891, the Russian Orthodox Church was rebuilt and named after St. Nicholas. The church's influence may have affected the community's ethnic composition because various sources report inhabitants to be Aleutic, Dena'ina Athabascan, Aleut, and Chugach. By the late 1800s, Seldovia was politically and economically significant as the only ice-free port in Cook Inlet and became one of Alaska's largest cities. The local economy was based largely on fur trapping, timber, and fish processing. In 1898, the first post office officially named the community Seldovia. In the early 1900s, Seldovia became an important gold rush port. Small vessels of the Cook Inlet Transportation Company met ocean-going steamships at Seldovia that carried men, livestock, and freight to other settlements in Upper Cook Inlet. Scandinavians developed the herring fishery. 2 onshore herring salteries were built in Seldovia, and old sailing ships served as floating salteries. When herring stocks were depleted, the commercial salmon fishery expanded, and the need for labor brought many immigrant workers. The town's population grew to over 2,000 residents. Seldovia fishermen also experimented with catching and processing king, Dungeness, and Tanner crab in the 1920s and 1930s. Seldovia's role as a transfer port declined after the railroad from Seward to Fairbanks was completed in 1923 and with the development of a road system and deep water port in Anchorage. Today, the town is still not connected to the road system, but is a stop for Alaska Marine Highway ferries. Otherwise, access is only by air or water taxi. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.